T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The crowd loves him. Anyway, we'll check in and out. A lot going on today. Something that happened earlier today, very upsetting to folks, is that Our Lady of Grace, which is my parents' parish in Scott, wonderful folks, wonderful parish, they canceled their big parish festival coming up because, from what I'm told from sources, it's someone they believe they had problems with before that sent a threatening letter and basically said, you better shut down this event or there's going to be real trouble. So they shut down the event. And I wanted to bring a couple of experts in about doing this sort of thing. And personally, I think what happens is, where do we go next? It's just an example for anybody wanting to raise havoc. Where do we go next? What happens next? Every goofball kid that doesn't want to go to school calls in a bomb threat these days. And they shut down the schools. And I think it's a dangerous precedent. However, comma, in these very troubling times, it's a tough call. I wanted to bring a close friend and a guy who knows more about security than I'll ever forget. Frank Monaco, State Police, a Plum police chief, does training, a true expert, also security for high-profile folks, including an unnamed billionaire. Frank, how are you, sir?
I'm well, Mr. Griffin. How are you?
You know, Frank, the truth of the matter is that as this situation in America evolves, there's a heightened sense of awareness, is there not, sir? And there has to be, doesn't there?
Well, there is, and I think you have to take every case individually. I mean, there's certain things that you have to look at. What was the language? Is the person known? The certain verbiage, if there's a specific threat made in writing, the person's background. There's a lot of stuff that you have to look at, and so every single thing has to be taken differently. You can't, lump them all into one category.
So when I went to school at Sacred Heart Elementary in Groovy Side, this moron, he called in a bomb threat because he didn't want to take a test. Well, the nuns got us all in the classroom, then they called the police, and they knew who the moron was, and they snatched him and kicked him out of school. Today, if a kid writes a note on a bathroom wall a week in advance, they shut the schools down completely. Why, Frank?
Well, I think they're concerned about what the image looks. I think they don't want... I can't speak as a rule for every single case in every single school district. I think generally they may be concerned about the backlash from parents. I know there's an issue with some things I've dealt with in the past. Why did you shut the school down? Well, we evaluated it, and we didn't think it was necessary. If we thought it was anything credible, we would have, and we were proven correct in the long term. So, again, every single case has to be taken seriously, and every single case has to be looked at individually and thoroughly, but then and make a judgment call from that point.
Hey, Frank, in your career, which spans 3 decades, and as long as my career pretty much, how many times was a threat carried out, sir?
An actual threat carried out? I never had any.
Never?
Never. Not one.
And so your judgment was always, I'm hacked off about this. We have to arrest these punks rather than shutting down school. Your idea was keep them in the classroom, search the rooms, make them sit there the whole time, right?
Correct. I mean, we bring in the dog and search the entire school, but... especially when you could guarantee you were getting a call on a nice day or a day there was a test or something, like on a Friday, somebody wanted a long weekend, and setting the school down was idiotic because you're just rewarding the bad behavior. So again, if you take it seriously, you make sure you look at it. But once, the school's been locked down, there's nothing in there, but go in there. Once, keep them in there. Once we went to that procedure, the bomb threat stopped. And if it was the church that I belonged to, I had that kind of a threat, I would insist they involve the local police and the district attorney's office, do backgrounds, and not let somebody stop a well-thought-of and well-run and much-appreciated event because one person doesn't like it.
Well, I talked to a bunch of men just like you today who all agree. Say, look, man, if you have to put a cop on the roof, if you have to bring in extra security, do it. Get the FBI to snatch this guy because they think they know who it is. But once you start this snowball rolling, Frank, it just gets worse, doesn't it?
Right. It's a slippery slope. If you reward somebody with that, why would they stop? It gives them power. I mean, this is somebody that is going to do it, make it an anonymous threat, which is spineless in and of itself.
Sure.
And then, you know, and now they got power from doing that. So they can, you know, why would they stop now? You give them more power every time someone reacts to that. So again, I'm not saying not take it seriously. No. You have to take each one individually. But like I said, to shut the whole event down, something that's been run for years and well run and much beloved, just to turn it down for something like this, I would not do it. I mean, unless there was something specifically that I heard from after being evaluated by the county or the FBI, something like that, or Ross Township Police, I would touch base with all of them. Unless they recommended it, I would never shut it down.
Because, Frank, ostensibly, my man, we could shut down everything we do. We could shut down every mall, every church, every movie theater, every single event in America.
Yes. And that's what somebody could do. Once you start doing that, they're going to shut everything down. You have to live your life. You have to enjoy. You know, there's a million things that can happen to you. What I preach, one of the things I teach is driving safety, and everybody worries about the shark attacks. Meantime, nearly 40,000 people a year are killed in car accidents.
I agree.
And you're 23 times more likely to die in a car accident when you're texting and driving, and yet that's still physically possible. Why don't they ban that? You know, but people worry about the things that very rarely happen instead of the things that are actually a day-to-day threat for everyone. That's what I find interesting.
And frightening. Frank Monaco, you're always spot on. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
We'll talk to you again. That's from the best of the best. We're going to have a federal guy tomorrow. You got to hear this stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.